Welcome back to day 7 of the 7 days of sleep. Well, here we are on the last day of the program, and I'd like to applaud you for making it this far. By learning about sleep, trying out practices, and making tweaks to your lifestyle, you've likely already noticed some changes. Expect it will take time, though. Changing habits always does, which is why so many of us are drawn to the quick fix.
Millions of people turn to sleeping pills, for instance. And that can be okay for a brief while, but if you're taking sleep medication continuously, it can become addictive and have adverse effects.
Rather than relying on medication, a short-term Band-Aid solution, you've chosen to educate yourself through this program, taking proactive steps towards real change and long-term results. As opposed to medication, meditation is a proven natural way to evoke the relaxation response. It helps regulate blood flow to the executive regions of the brain during sleep. And because regular meditators are able to switch off parts of the brain associated with anxiety, it's an effective way to achieve restful sleep. So with that said, let's start our practice today by finding a comfortable position. Rest your hands gently on your knees or cup them softly in your lap. Keep your upper body straight, tall like a mountain. Allow the chest to be soft. Let your body rest easily and take a few long, deep breaths to settle into this moment. Deep breath in, full breath out. Allow any tension you may be holding to melt away. As you become still, return your breath to normal, letting it feel light and easy. Keep the rhythm of your breathing natural, not trying to change it in any way. Just observe your breath as it flows in and out. Now we'll scan down the body, concentrating our attention from part to part. Start by bringing your attention to the top of your head and scalp, feeling whatever's happening in this area. You might feel tingling or heat, throbbing or soft vibrations. There may be strong sensation, or you might not feel much at all. Now lower your attention to your forehead, face, and jaw. Allow the muscles here to relax. On your next out-breath, let that sensation dissolve. Lower your focus to the neck, letting the throat and sides and back of the neck soften. Notice any sensation that arises on the surface of the skin or deeper within. Now bring your attention to your shoulders, noticing if there's any tension or strain. Breathe into your shoulders, and if any parts feel tight, allow them to relax. Extend your awareness down the arms, towards the wrists, palms, and fingers. On the next out-breath, allow them to soften. Now come to the chest. Observing the rise and fall of each breath. Notice how the lungs expand and contract. Direct your attention to your upper and lower back. There may be some intensity, as this is an area where we commonly hold stress. If you notice any tension or warmth or discomfort, just observe what's there. With each breath you take, soften just a little bit more. Moving your focus around to your abdomen. Notice it expanding, filling up with air, and slowly emptying on the exhale. Then bring your attention to your pelvis. Notice where your body makes contact with the ground or your chair. And direct your breath into this area, relaxing into stillness. Now scan your legs, observing your thighs. Notice where they make contact with your cushion or chair. And lowering your attention to your knees, then your shins and calves. Let your legs soften and tensions release. When you're ready, breathe into your ankles and your feet and all 10 toes, letting them relax and become soft, sinking into a state of relaxed awareness. And as we approach the end of the session, bring your attention back to the room. Wiggle your fingers and toes and take a moment to notice how you feel. Congratulations on completing the 7 days of sleep. As I mentioned earlier, sleep improvements take time. It's just like starting a gym program or going on a diet. First, you have to create a specialized program, and then you're ready to start the work. Similarly, you can think of this last day of the program as a beginning rather than an ending. Over the last 7 days, you've been given all kinds of resources to help improve your sleep. Now it's up to you to continue integrating the tools, techniques, strategies, and practices you've learned. Things like creating healthy habits and bedtime routines that are conducive to sleep, regulating your sleep schedule to strengthen your sleep drive, creating worry time and gratitude lists to calm the mind before bed, keeping a daily meditation practice to help you maintain awareness and non-reactivity during the day so it naturally extends into the night, and remembering to think like a good sleeper, because it's when we can release our anxiety around sleep that it naturally begins to improve on its own. As we know, it's a calm, peaceful mind that leads to sleep. Before we wrap, I'll leave you with two last tips. Try and expose yourself to light in the morning within an hour of waking to regulate your sleep-wake cycle. And second, to help cue your body, limit your bedroom activities to sex and sleep. Some of these suggestions are easier to implement than others, and there's lots to retain here. So feel free to review the 7 days of sleep over and over again. The more you listen to this program, the more impact it will have. Part of improving sleep is about learning what works best for you. So tonight, for your evening session, select the meditation practice you most enjoyed. And keep in mind, our evening sessions are always here to take you off to dreamland. I hope you enjoyed the 7 days of sleep. I wish you continued improvement and many nights ahead of restful slumber.